Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that's all about why your boss, your intern, and that guy in accounting all seem to be speaking different languages. It's called Sticking Points by Hayden Shaw. So, Sophie, you've been in enough meetings to know the struggle. What's the big idea here?
Hey there, Sam. Great to be here. So the big idea is that we've got 4 generations working side by side for the first time in history, and they just don't see eye to eye. Hayden Shaw calls these flashpoints sticking points. The good news is that they're predictable and solvable if you know what to look for.
Okay, so it's not just me being difficult then. There's actually a pattern to why I want to pull my hair out when my boss sends a meeting invite to discuss a meeting.
Exactly. Shaw starts by mapping out the 4 generations. You've got the traditionalists, born before 1946. They grew up in the Depression and World War II, so they value sacrifice and respect for authority. They're the ones who think you should put your head down and wait your turn.
Right. And then the baby boomers come along, born up to 1964. They're the live-to-work crowd, all about titles and corner offices. They fought for change in the 60s, so they're not afraid to question things, but they still measure success by visible achievement.
Then there's Generation X, the latchkey kids. They learned self-reliance early because nobody was home. So they value independence and work-life balance. They just want you to give them a task and get out of the way.
And finally, the millennials, who were told they were special and could be anything. They're optimistic, collaborative, and they want constant feedback and a sense of purpose. They're not impressed by the corner office. They want to know why the work matters.
And none of these worldviews is wrong. Each one is a logical response to the world they grew up in. The problem starts when we assume our own way is the right way, and everyone else is just being difficult.
So the sticking points are those moments when these different worldviews crash into each other. Like, say, communication. The traditionalists want a formal memo. The boomers want a phone call. Gen X wants a direct email. And millennials are all about Slack or text.
Right, and none of those is inherently better. But if you're a boomer and you see a millennial tapping away on their phone, you might think they're slacking off when they're actually coordinating a project with 3 time zones. Shaw says we need to become bilingual so we can speak the other generation's language.
And then there's the feedback minefield. Boomers grew up with the annual performance review. You only hear from your boss when something's wrong. Gen Zers just want to be left alone. So any feedback feels like micromanaging. But millennials? They want a gold star every single day.
Exactly. A millennial who doesn't get daily check-ins feels unsupported, while a Gen Zer who gets them feels suffocated. So a good manager adapts. They give the millennial the frequent feedback they crave, and they give the Gen Zer the autonomy they need.
And that's where Shaw's key concept comes in. He calls it flexing. It's not about changing who you are, but adapting your style to work better with someone from another generation. So if you're a boomer boss, maybe you explain the why behind a task to your millennial employee. If you're a millennial, maybe you dial up the formality when you're talking to a traditionalist.
It's like learning to dance with a partner who has a different rhythm. You don't have to give up your own style, but you do need to be intentional about how you step together.
And he also gives a great mental tool for those frustrating moments. He calls it the generational lens. When you're about to lose it on a coworker, you pause and ask yourself, is this a personality issue or is this a generational issue?
Because a lot of the time, we personalize what's actually a generational difference. The boomer who micromanages might just be expressing care in the way they were taught. The Gen Zer who seems aloof might be giving you the space they'd want for themselves. When you see it through that lens, it's not they're wrong. It's they see the world differently.
It's like, oh, they're not trying to drive me crazy. They're just from a different planet, or at least a different decade.
And leaders have a special role here. Shaw says they need to become generational translators. They don't pick a side. They help the boomers understand why the millennials need more feedback, and they help the millennials see why the boomers need formal recognition. They create a culture of curiosity, not judgment.
So it's not about making everyone the same. It's about leveraging the strengths. Traditionalists bring wisdom and institutional memory. Boomers bring drive and big picture thinking. Gen X brings pragmatism and efficiency. Millennials bring fresh ideas and a collaborative spirit.
And that mix is powerful, but only if you manage it right. Shaw even talks about hiring and retention. You can't just offer one career path and one set of perks. You need a menu. A traditionalist might want a pension. A boomer wants a title. A Gen Zer wants flex time. A millennial wants purpose.
And let's not forget mentoring. He says it shouldn't just be the old teaching the young. He's big on reverse mentoring. Let the millennial teach the boomer about social media or new tech. It flattens the hierarchy and builds mutual respect.
That's such a good point. When a senior exec is the student, it changes everything. The millennial feels valued, and the boomer gets a fresh perspective.
So the book isn't just a complaint list. It's actually pretty optimistic. Shaw thinks the friction is where innovation comes from. Different perspectives collide, and new ideas pop out. The goal isn't to silence the disagreement, but to make it productive.
Right, he challenges each generation a little. He tells the older ones to let go of the pay-your-dues mentality. The path is more like a jungle gym now. He tells Gen X to step up and lead because they understand both worlds. And he tells millennials to be patient and respect the experience of those who came before.
And honestly, that's what I'm taking away from this. It's a book about empathy. When you see a coworker doing something that drives you nuts, remember they're not doing it to annoy you. They're just following the rules their generation taught them. And that's worth a pause before you fire off that angry email.
Oh, absolutely. And if you want to understand more about how to navigate these tricky dynamics, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because at the end of the day, the key takeaway from Sticking Points is that every generation is doing their best with the tools they were given. When you look past the differences, you see that we all want the same thing, to do good work and be respected for it. We'll see you in the next one.